Today, we're going to talk about a very important point, a point that many people have asked on and left troubled with, and it's very important that we understand in the proper context what is being said. It's in the Sikh of Ayishlach Tov Shin Nun Beis, Sefer HaSichos Tov Shin Nun Beis, page 163. Ois Yud Aleph, says the Rebbe, that we did all the Avodah throughout all the generations, and here's the quote, the famous quote, at the end of Ois Yud Aleph, Umizem Muvan, from this is understood, Shehemshich HaAvodah Shel Achrizeh, all the Avodah which comes afterwards, as long as Mashiach holds himself back, which is the reason we don't know why, and it's not understood, Einoi avoidas habirurim. It is not avoidas habirurim. Shekvar nistaima v'nishma avoidas habirurim. You already finished avoidas habirurim. El avoidim yuchedes lahavi yizgalos b'poyo b'aylam. It's a special avoida to bring about the yizgalos in the world. Now, I've heard many shilas on this thing. First, what is avoidas habirurim? Base, once we understand what it is, what does it mean that it's finished? And see, if it's finished, what is this new avoida that the Rebbe is talking about? So I'm going to take a few minutes to explain this point. The first thing is, what is avoida sabirurim? It's brought down that there were the two famous worlds. The world of Toyu, and we're now in the world of Tikkun. In the world of Toyu, which was the Eibush the Creator before this world, the Lashon of Kabbalah is Oireis Merubim V'Kelim Mu'atim. It was like a big shining lights, a bunch of power leaders in one room. What happened was it shattered, broke, couldn't handle it, couldn't attack it. And he had these Kelim that splashed and spread apart, and they fell down, so to speak, in the world of Tikkun. 288 Netzotis fell down. When Yidden left Mitzrayim, it says, Gam Eid of Rav Olu Itam. The Eid of Rav went with them, but Kabbalah says that Rav is Gematria 202, that Eid of Rav Olu Itam, 202 Netzotis were elevated when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. That was the Maila of the Birur. And ever since then, we're working on the last 86 tzaitzits, which spread up and they're found in the Nyanim Gashmi of this world. And Chazal tell us that when the tzaitzits are all elevated, so then Mashiach will come. Like the Alter Rebbe says that clearly in the Prokim Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin of Likutei Amorim Tanya, the Alter Rebbe's Lashon in those Prokim, where he speaks about all the Inyan of bringing Mashiach, and he discusses that at length, he says that when we do our part, so then that will bring from the Eibishter this the Gilui of Mashiach. So if so, so how come it is the Rebbe is saying all of a sudden, Nu Aveda, Aveda Sabrurim is over, now we have a new Avoida. What does that mean practically? The only way that I can explain this to you is basing ourselves on an old Chazal. That Chazal tell us that the Dor of the Geula is a Gilgul of the Dor of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the more we learn about what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, you see a tremendous replay happening now. Everything that happened then, you see the same thing now. The test that the Yidden went through, the hardships to leave Mitzrayim, a fight that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying true. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and then he leaves and things get tougher. And everyone's complaining and Moshe Rabbeinu is screaming, Lam v'reisa lam azeh. That whole scenario, everything that's going on, is happening now. One of the most interesting parts of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which sort of gets lost in the story, happens right after the Yidden cross the Yamsuf, right after they sing Shira, and they see these dead Mitzriim on the Yamsuf, the Torah tells us in Parashas V'shalach, Vayasa Moshe Sa'am. Moshe forced the people away from the Yamsuf. Says Rashi, he see on Bal Karcham, he forced them away because they were busy collecting gold and silver. That's what Rashi says. So all the Mepharshim ask a question, A, how did he force them? Well, he picked them up. B, why were they interested in gold and silver? They're such Eden that they just saw Kriyas Yamsuf and everything. And the thing that they're worried about is gold and silver. The Eibishter said, come serve me in the desert. Come, we're going to Yerushalayim. We're going to the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was about to happen. And no, these people, they're getting gold and silver. On top of the fact that they all just got gold and silver before they left Mitzrayim from the Mitzrayim. So what was going on over here? So the Rebbe explains in the Kutasiches Chelech of Aleph Parshas B'Shalach a fascinating biur. Before they left Mitzrayim, Moshe came to them and said, Chevre, it's time to get all the kelim, all the gold and silver of Mitzrayim. The Yidden looked at Moshe Rabbeinu and said, why? You want to leave Mitzrayim? What do I kill? Let the Mitzrayim keep their gold and silver. What do we need it for? They were on a Ruchni's Dika level. They don't need gold and silver now. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you're not going to go collect it, you're going to end up back here. They said, why? You think we're going to want gold and silver later? Said, no. The reason why you came to Mitzrayim was to elevate Mitzrayim. If you're not going to elevate Mitzrayim now, so then your kids are going to have to come back and elevate Mitzrayim. One way or another, you're going to have to do it. So let's do it now, and we won't have to go back to Mitzrayim. That's why we have one of the inyanim in the Torah is we don't go back to Mitzrayim. We're done with, as far as we're concerned, we're done with Mitzrayim. So therefore, by them, collecting gold was a spiritual avodah. Because they knew that if they don't collect gold, they're going back to Mitzrayim. Because the bearer of Mitzrayim was in the gold and silver of Mitzrayim, and they had to get it. So they were happy. They're singing Shira. They're done with Mitzrayim. They turn around, and they see gold and silver on the beach. What was going through their mind? What was going through their mind is that we still have a job to do. Moshe is screaming at them, now go to Matan Torah. What are they now answering Moshe Rabbeinu? If we're not going to go collect the gold and silver now, we're going to go back into Mitzrayim. Baby, he heard that before. In other words, they're coming back to Moshe Rabbeinu with the same taina that he answered them. Go collect gold and silver, because if not, you're going to end up back in Mitzrayim. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to them? Nigmu avoides abirurim. It's over. It's over. It's here. What do you mean it's over? We have tons of gold and silver still out here. What do you mean it's over? So he says, no. You misunderstood what avoides abirurim means. Avoides abirurim doesn't mean that you got every last piece of gold and silver. There's a certain amount of birurim in Mitzrayim. I know that amount because the Eibishter told me. So now I'm telling you that it's over. So what does it mean he forced them away? He intellectually forced them because they didn't get it. They believed in that it's over, but they didn't see it because they saw gold and silver. If it was over, so then why didn't Eibishter give them the Torah then? Because Avodas Habirurim means that you're done with Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean you're ready for the Torah. There's two things. There's leaving Mitzrayim and getting ready for Matan Torah. Now starts a whole new Avodah, 49 days of Svira, counting down to Matan Torah. The Torah says that what's Svira from the Lashon of Sefartem Lachem, making yourself shine, like the word sapir, beautiful. When they left Mitzrayim, they weren't edel, they ran out of Mitzrayim. As far as the bad, they were out of the bad, but they were not yet ready for the good. I don't know how to explain it better. You have a Ben Melech that is captured in mud. Someone schleps him out of the mud. But now he has to shower and put on proper clothes to go see his father, the king. He's out of the mud, but he's still not yet ready to go to the king. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them They were starting a whole new Avodah now, an Avodah of Kabbalas HaTorah, which then is going to demand Avodah Pnimius, getting yourself ready, making the world around you ready. The Birurim are over, but your work just began. The work in the world, so to speak, the Birurim, the things that had to be accomplished Golos-wise, are over. Golos is not stopping you from getting the Torah. But you have to get yourself now ready for it to be Mekabel the Torah. The Rebbe is telling us in this Sikha the exact same words. Avodas HaBirurim is over. In other words, the Velt Mitzad itself, we've got all 288. But we see more. We see still Klippa. It's not up to us. Moshe Rabbeinu knows how much has to be done. The same way he knew in Mitzrayim that it was over, even though they saw all the gold and silver on the shore. But when Moshe Rabbeinu says it's over, he knows that it's over. We don't, he does. But just because it's over, in other words, Golos is over, but we have to bring Geula in. Let me give you an example, which I heard a tremendous mussel from Rabbi Yosef Hecht from Eilat. He said that there was once a king that sent soldiers to conquer a city. And they fought a war, and they conquered it. And they invited the king to come to the city for, this is his new acquisition. But then they said, wait a minute. The city, the way it looks right now, after the war, it looks bombed out, destroyed, all the streets are destroyed. They haven't, they won. But the city is a disaster. So they, until the king came, they worked on beautifying the city, cleaning the streets and building the homes and putting on the furniture. They owned the city, but now you have to make it proper, ready for the king to come to the city. It doesn't mean that the city is not won. You own it. But the king, you still have a lot of work to do to make it beautiful for the king to come to the city. When we left Mitzrayim, we owned. We're ready. We're free. But now we have to be beautiful to get to Torah. Same thing is true. With Golos, Golos is no longer a hindrance. We're done with Golos, so to speak, in the way that the Klippa no longer can stop us. We're full track ahead. There's no reason Mitzad Golos the Mashiach shouldn't come. And that's what the Rebbe says, Eini Muvenes Klal. The Birurim we did. But until Mashiach comes, that doesn't mean we can stay. Let's make the city beautiful. Let's work on the sphere. Let's get ready for Kabbalah Sotar, like the Yidin got ready with Sphere Soimer. And that is the Avodim Yuchedes, that the Rebbe is telling us, Avodim Yuchedes, the Kabbal Pnei Mashiach. It's a special Avodah, like the Avodah of the Yidin before Matan Torah, the 49 days of Sphere Soimer.